Hawks have one last game to play before their first ever bye week, and they want to end this six-game roadie in style. Now, to accomplish that, they'll need to shut down the NHL's leading scorer, along with an Edmonton Oilers team that has been waiting for the Blackhawks through their own bye week. And tonight will be the Oilers' first game back after that layoff. We'll see how sharp they are. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck. This one's underway, and the Hawks control off the draw. Now in front of the net, look out, they score! Patrick Maroon takes a pass from Connor McDavid from the right wing corner and slaps it past Scott Darling. Shame on me, I jinxed the Hawks. It's 1-0 Edmonton. Now Schmaltz into the Oilers zone, passes high slot and drive, they score! It's Richard Panik. He let it go off of a nice pass from Schmaltz. Schmaltz from the left wing board sets up Panik about 10 feet inside the Oiler blue line. And he drove it home, and the Hawks have tied it at once. To Keith, high slot, to Kane, right circle, put it beside the net, Taves, walks out in front, jams it in on goal, and Talbot knocks it in behind the net, Kane's got it there, sends it off of Talbot from behind the net, he scores! How does he do that? Patrick Kane was standing behind the Oiler net, and he shot it off of Talbot, who was down, and the puck ricocheted off his equipment and into the net. It's a power play goal, 2-1 Hawks. And Reimsdyk sends Carroll over the Oiler line down the slot. He tried to draw back, fire his shot. Puck ends up on Van Reimsdyk. He shoots, he scores! Trevor Van Reimsdyk from the top of the right circle, Oiler zone, wheels in and rips a shot past Cam Talbot. And the Hawks lead the Oilers 3-1. Beck hands it down beside the net to Kane. He chips it back up the boards to Keith, right point. To Panarin, top of the left circle. Cross to Kane, bottom of the right circle. Jams it in front. Taves shoots once and then twice. They score! And coming along from behind, it was Richard Panik grabbing a rebound and sticking it in behind Talbot. It's another power play goal. The Hawks 2-for-2 on the power play and lead the game 4-1. Kane gave the puck to Panarin over the Oiler line, left point. Works his way down the boards to the half boards. Feeds it back to Campbell, left point to Kane. Right faceoff, Doc closes in, put it to the net. They score! Artem Anisimov, fighting off a check from Sekera, was able to muscle that one past Brossois. That should be the final nail in the Oiler coffin. 5-1 Hawks with 4:11 left in the third period. We're going to get a scrap. Vinny Hinostroza in his first NHL fight has dropped commits with Nugent Hopkins and throws a right, catches a right from Nugent Hopkins. Then Hinostroza headlocks Nugent Hopkins, pulls him down, has the sweater up, and now takes a right hand and then throws a right hand and takes a couple of uppercuts from Nugent Hopkins, and then the two of them tumble to the ice. So well done, Vinny Hinostroza, stepping up for a teammate there. Smallest guy in the Blackhawks team, but a heart like a lion. And now Lander at the Hawk line flings it in on Darling, who makes one last save. And the road trip is over, and the Blackhawks beat the Edmonton Oilers here tonight 5-1. And that matches their record for this six-game road trip. 5 wins in a row for the Blackhawks against 1 loss on this road trip. The Blackhawks, with the win now tonight, run their record to 35 wins against 17 losses and 5 overtime or shootout losses. Boys, well done on the road trip.